Today, we are profiling hidden gems in the community, gems like Port Stanley Festival Theater. We're talking with Simon Joines, Artistic Director. And Simon, how important is it having the theater in Port Stanley?
We've always been fortunate in that we, our theater is located in a fabulous destination in Port Stanley, and the village has so much to offer. And we really take seriously our job in attracting visitors to the village, so that they can enjoy the merchants, the galleries, the fabulous restaurants in town, as well as enjoying the harbor and the beaches and all of that stuff too.
Now, it's not just summer activity. You have some things happening, maybe what used to be called the off season, but you've still got some events and activities happening at this point in time.
So we have quite a comprehensive schedule of programming in the winter. We've got a number of music concerts coming up. We've got about 12 or 13 of those scheduled. We've got a fundraising improv night with a Christmas theme coming up, and we got a couple of Christmas concerts as well. So we certainly try and provide entertainment on a year-round basis now, which, as you say, has changed.
Simon, can we tantalize people for next summer and give them a hint of what the summer season is going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, we've just launched the season, so lots of, more details available on the website, of course. But essentially, we're going to open up with a two-week show called Early Morning Rain, The Legends of Gordon Lightfoot. So that'll be a tribute to Gordon Lightfoot's music. Then I've got a bit of a rural storytelling gig coming in with Dan Needles, who is the creator of the Wingfield series, of course, which many people will be familiar with. And then we have a classic Norm Foster show called Wrong for Each Other. It's one of his older shows, but it's one that did very well for us about 15 years ago. So we're bringing that back as a Port Stanley classic. Then we have a show which I think you'll be interested in called On the Air. And it is a new Canadian comedy about a small town radio station. And it's ups and downs as it tries to keep its head above water in a small market. Then we have a world premiere of what I call a road trip theater piece called The Beaver Club, which is about four women in their early 60s who do a road trip from Toronto all the way to Dildo, Newfoundland. So that, as you can probably gather, is a comedy. And then we're finishing up with Kristen DeSilva's fabulous show. Again, a comedy, but with a little bit more drama to it, called Where You Are. And that'll run us from mid-May all the way through to middle of September, and then we'll have a Playwrights Festival after that. So it's a bigger season than last year. It runs a little bit longer, and we're really excited to be fully back in business. I mean, the hope is, our attendance last year was predictably down from, say, 2019. But our hope is that this is the season that will draw more people out and that people will feel more comfortable about coming into a performance space in the coming season as we move through, hopefully, what is a post-pandemic recovery.